brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a surprise congressman popping in about 30 minutes. He's very upset about the airline chicanery and the slave training going on. That's backfiring on the system. We're going to open the phones up in the next two segments for your view on North Korea, the TSA, the opt-out day. I'm just not flying. All that's going on, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got about 4 minutes left with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, if you just joined us. He was getting into his global strategic worldview from studying the globalists that I think is very accurate from my own research. I concur with much of what he's saying. I think that's the general direction that the global power blocks are moving. In 4 minutes, sum up the next 8 years, as you say, and where the hot spots are and what this overall plan is by Foundation X.
Okay, before I get into that, I just want to make a clarification. When I said, when do I think they're going to attack Iran, when I said this year, I didn't mean 2010. I mean in the next 12 months.
Yes.
Because this year is almost through. Going back to this general scenario, remember that Russia is running this show. China is going to be tagging along as the ally to back up Russia in its nuclear attack on the West. China wants to play the role as not the primary attacker because it wants to position itself to be the Cold War opposer of the West after it becomes the ally of the West during the war. It's like Russia. Russia comes in and helps the West beat Germany and then becomes the new Cold War enemy and gets all these concessions from the United States in the process. That's what China is setting itself up to. So China will be careful not to appear to be too much of the enemy, even though they will take, I think, when this war starts, the Pacific, in order to guard the rear of Russia. And then from that position, they'll attack Russia sometime during the war so that the West can win the war against Russia. Then it will be the West versus China. That's the big picture. Now, in doing so, I don't think that China will do ravaging attacks on Japan, the Philippines, Australia, New Zealand. I think they'll occupy or encircle to keep them contained, but will not do a lot of damage so that when they switch sides, they won't be viewed too much as the enemy. Now, in terms of timing, we have to watch Russia because Russia is the one that's calling the shots here. Right now, the West is in the middle of giving everything away to the Russians. In NATO, for example, doing a joint military missile defense with Russia, Russia says, we'll cover your east, and you take up the missile defense in Western Europe itself. What they're doing, and this is very, very interesting, they're saying, we'll put our own missile defenses in here to guard against Islamic, rogue missile attacks. But they're taking the prime position to be able to use anti-ballistic missiles to keep Western anti-ballistic missiles from shooting down their own missiles in their boost phase by taking the Near East position. I don't know if I'm being clear what I'm saying simply here. But it's very, very important for the West to understand that the French, who are now driving the agenda in NATO, are completely selling out to the Russians.
Why, just for natural gas? Or?
No, it seems to be part of the globalist agenda.
Sure,
the natural gas is being driven by the
Well, the EU has been called by Lord Monckton and many others properly the new Soviet.
That's right. It is a new Soviet. And they're basically, it's really a control of who's going to run this new world order. The Russians want to run it. The Anglo-American establishment know that they intend to run it, and they have to eliminate Russia in the process. But they're in the process of luring Russia in and getting it to be confident enough to attack the West. That's been the West problem all these years, is trying to get Russia over. That's why the disarmament. That's why taking out our MX missile, even when they reneged on theirs.
You know, Joel, this is too important. I promise to go to calls, but can you come back on the other side of the quick break and for 3 minutes put bookends on this and explain in basics the factions you see, how you see it playing out? This is so important. Can you come back for 3 more minutes?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, we will. And I promise, folks, 800-259-9231. We're going right to your calls. Stay with us.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night, knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to your phone calls in a moment. Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief. Researching the New World Order for decades. Of course, joining us here, talking about the different power blocks. The Anglo-American establishment. The Chinese bloc dominating Asia, the Russian bloc, now, from a lot of evidence I've seen, is teamed up with the EU. You've got the Vatican, strangely enough, being involved in the founding of the EU. How many different power blocks do you see? I mean, they're all interconnected, but just briefly, from your view, name the power blocks.
Well, there are three major and only three true power blocks.
China, Russia, and the U.S.
China, Russia, and the Anglo-American establishment. It's not just the U.S.
Sure, it's England as well.
Yeah, it's England as well. They're still locked together to try to control the world and a new world order. But there are several subgroups underneath those, and it's very difficult to track those. For example, we have dozens of organizations like Committee of 300, the Bilderberg Group, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. I think the Trilateral Commission is up there at the very, very top in the Anglo-American establishment, and they essentially control CFR underneath them. The CFR is more visible. Bilderberger Group, I view, is more of a leadership conference where they're bringing in people and bringing them up in the system, testing their ability to interact and in these private conferences. But the big decisions aren't made at Bilderberger. They're usually made in private meetings before then. There is a Vatican connection there, which is deep, deep underground that's kept way, way underneath the surface.
Is it part of Foundation X?
I think it is. I think because Foundation X is very, very hypersensitive about nobody knowing who they are, that seems to be the Vatican connection as well is there, and that matches with that. But as I say, nobody knows what's going on deep inside the Foundation X realm. These people are hyper-secret.
Well, I agree with you on the Vatican connection, because studying the founding documents of the EU, of the Bilderberg Group, when you go back to the Treaty of Rome, the Treaty of London in 46, the Treaty of Rome in 59, that's when the EU was really founded. I mean, that was the Vatican in there really getting that done. But then we see a lot of the Anglo-American establishment constantly attacking the Vatican, so we do see that fight going on.
That's right. And you see a lot more of it going on in the Israel interaction with the Vatican working in Israel, trying to co-opt Israel's sovereignty, et cetera. And so they're working that angle very, very strongly.
So who are the Rothschilds teamed up with?
As I say, I don't really know what's going on at the very top levels. I know they coordinate and have strong control over the U.S. faction, Federal Reserve, and things like that. But frankly, I'd be lying to say I knew what was going on the inside, because I'm not an insider. I don't know.
Okay, so we have these three blocks. I agree with you there. The globalists admit this in their own policy reports. They're very secretive about Foundation X.
The Socialist International we've got to talk about.
Yes.
In Europe, the Socialist International is a Moscow-driven front. They know very, very well that the Communist Party is still alive and well and calling the shots in Russia through Medvedev and Putin, and actually working through the oligarchs. The oligarchs are really the old-line communist leaders who have faked their rejuvenated view of being, you know, mafia, oligarchs, capitalists. They're no such thing. They are the communist leaders. But the Socialist International is still run by those oligarchs, and that's why they are in Europe. But they're playing a very interesting role. Tony Blair was very big in the Socialist International, an outright Marxist. He came over to the globalist side and really carried water for the globalists during the entire Iraq war. Whether or not he was doing that as an infiltrator from the Socialist International, or whether he was really truly bought out and converted to the our side, or the globalist side of that, I'm not sure.
And notice Blackwater converted to Catholicism, Prince, and so did Blair.
That's right. And that's got to have to do with the major top-level controllers, who I think point at the Vatican. And French President Sarkozy, it's very interesting that the French now are leading the charge. Instead of the U.S., they're kind of playing up to Russia on part of Europe, trying to snooker Europe into accepting Russia as a full partner in peace. They're saying the most egregious, stupid, idiotic things about Russia being no threat. They're fully integratable as into Europe, and that's exactly what Europe wants, or what Russia wants in terms of being able to insert all of their spies and military people into NATO.
Okay, so to interrupt and finish this, we'll have you back soon. The three different groups all infiltrating each other, but the Anglo-American establishment, from my research, is the most powerful, the most wealthy, the most cunning, the most successful, and they are planning to invite this attack and then destroy their enemies and then be able to set up the complete fascist world government. Is that where you see this going?
Absolutely. The nuclear attack is essential for our leaders coming out of their bunkers and convincing the U.S. to go into a militarized world order, excluding Russia and China, because they're now the enemy. And we will be disarmed in the sense of saying, you know, yeah, there's no problem. We don't have any communists as part of this League of Democracy now. Whatever it's going to take us into this Third World War. And that's how we'll lose our
liberty. So that's the original Rand Corporation COG plan.
That's right. They will not return sovereignty to U.S. after this war, because China will be the new enemy, and they'll be so big and so strong that the U.N. or whatever its name will be will have to say, we have to remain armed as an international force to confront this great world power, China.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you think that within 8 years this would have already happened?
Yeah, I'm thinking these things tend to take longer. It's been taken decades to convince Russia to attack the United States. They're getting ready. They're planning. But it's still, they're scared to death of what we, what they know we're hiding. And so,
Joel, we're going to have you back up sometime in December, if you can do it, for 2 hours to really go through this and break it all down, because I tend to agree with you. That's what all the evidence shows. And we're coming to the same conclusion, and we've got to talk about a way to try to avert this. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
Always great having you on. Okay, folks, bye-bye. I'm going to get to your calls. We've got a congressman coming up, but I will take a lot of calls. Let's be quick about it. Carolyn in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, praise God that I was able to get on and talk to you again. I've been trying to call for a few days now. I spoke to you about a week, 10 days ago, and told you that they are telling us that we have to take the flu shot in the Wellmont hospital system down here in Rogersville, Tennessee. My little hospital is forcing people to take the shot or get fired.
And it's all color of law, and they tried all this last year, and it came out in court that they cannot force you to do that or wear a mask. The message is the flu, which kills a lot less people than automobiles or anything else, you've got to do this to set the precedent to make the first responders take it, so you will then go along with forcing us to take it.
Yeah, and this is probably a first step, of course, to getting the forced inoculation for the rest of the country. You start small and you work up. They're telling us that people are emailing them from the companies, just praising them for having us take this flu shot, and they're so thrilled to be being forced to take it. But I started reading some blogs, and from Times Net News, there's excellent people talking in there. They're so articulate. I'm really
Ma'am, they already tried this last year. You need to organize with people at work politely and pull out the insert of that can cause Guillain-Barré. It lowers your immunity. Print out the mainstream news articles that seasonal flu shot, H1N1 shot as well, lowers immunity to flu. You need to just print it out and say no. And they start threatening you. You go, look, I don't want to have to sue you, but they are certainly trying to force this on the population. So what can I do for you today?
Well, I've got a lawsuit you might want to make reference to. It's Virginia Mason Hospital versus the Washington State Nurses Association, where the Nurses Association was able to litigate this and overcome and say you couldn't force these nurses to take the shot.
Yeah, same thing in Massachusetts, same thing in New York. They tried to make you take them under not even state laws. The state just ordered it, kind of like, we don't have a law, but minimum wage federal goons are going to stick their hands down your pants. I mean, it's called tyranny. They're just doing it. But I'd seen that suit before. Give me the name of it again. Not just for myself, but for everybody else listening, so they have that case law to show the hospitals being bribed and buffaloed into this. Give us the name of the case again.
Okay, one more thing after this, please. Virginia Mason Hospital versus Washington State Nurses Association.
Okay, Virginia Mason's, ma'am.
Ma'am,
hold on. Let me just write it down here. Virginia Mason Hospital versus who?
Washington State Nurses Association.
Nurse Association, yeah.
Our nurses' associations are supposed to be there to support us in these kind of things.
I know. Okay, real fast, what's your other point? I got to get to everybody
All
else.
All right. I wanted to thank you and your experts. I started listening to you at the last presidential election. I put my money into the fixed account. I wrote out that downturn we had. I didn't lose a thing. And then when I turned 59 and a half, I took the money out and I put it into property. And I live in I'm blessed with a house on 10 and a third acres. And all I do is I listen to trees, and I'm at peace out here.
Well, God bless you.
I do that in D.C.
Well, I wish I was you. I wish I could sit out there and sit out in the trees. It sounds great. Thank you so much. Let's start jamming in some more here. James in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
Good. I just want to tell you, the media out here are talking to, like, radiologists on the news, and they're saying the scan at the airports is like getting, hundreds of them scans at the airport are like getting one chest x-ray.
Yeah,
and that's
total,
what they're telling people here in Michigan.
Yeah, total lies. They're also on the news saying everyone loves it. No one's upset. CNN and others have been reporting all day that everything's going smoothly. That's because they already pat down and search most people. You know, the point is record numbers of people aren't flying. And so they always want to teach us that we don't have power, James, but we do have power. This has been the biggest story in the country for 2 weeks, one of the biggest for a month. The alternative media put it on the front burner, and there's a revolt. Anything else, James?
Yes.
Stay there. Got to come back to you. After the break, then Lori, Dan, Noah, and others.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, James, finish up the point you were trying to make.
Well, I was just going to bring up another thing going on here in Michigan. Remember I brought up about a CEO Baker that died? And his wife is on the news yesterday talking about how she knows they're covering it up. Her name's Ann Woodlack, Speaks. That's the headline. And it's on clickondetroit.com. and she knows it's covered up, and she's saying that her husband told her that, you know, something might happen to him, and it's like nobody's doing nothing here.
And what specifically is going on?
Her husband got murdered, and they're at first saying it was unconclusive, saying he basically killed or committed suicide.
So what's the story behind it? I mean, why do they think they killed him? I mean,
there was a bullet in the back of his head and a bullet in his lung, and no one found the first examiner never found it, but the second one that the wife hired found all that. And she's saying that her husband was talking about stuff like, if something happens, you know, I was killed.
Well, I mean, we saw that in Arkansas a lot with Clinton. People would have their heads cut off. They'd be shot in the back of the head. And Fahmy Malik, the medical examiner that he hired, would say that it was suicide or natural causes. Appreciate your call, James. Lori in Ohio. Lori, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Actually, not very well. I need help here, Alex. I'm in trouble. I'm in an area where anything you can imagine is going on, and I'm by myself. I have no backup, and I'm in deep. I'm in actually not in Ohio, and I would prefer
okay, not. Okay, fine, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on air.
Okay. I don't know exactly what you want me to say as far as which part. I know population control. I landed in a city in the Upper Peninsula in March. I took a very powerful bottle of pills from the biggest drug dealer in that town to this woman. They were at Seroquel, and these kids aren't taking one pill, Alex. I watched a girl take eight.
Okay, so you're in with some bad people. I mean, how can I help you there?
Well, I'm trying to find some type of support because I can't. It's not just that. They're building bunkers here. I live in the woods. I'm hiding because of the. I have a lot of information.
Okay, well, the thing you need to do, ma'am, is you need to send us a letter then with specifics. I appreciate your call. I mean, I get these calls where it's bottles of pills, bunkers in the woods, and we've got limited time here, and I can barely get the light bulbs changed around here, much less, you know, the hundreds of phone calls a day, people having their children taken by the government where they can quantify what's happened, or illegal aliens robbing them or whatever, and the government won't help them. But send us the information, Lori. Dan in Rhode Island, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? This is Dan Bazzanti from We Are Change Rhode Island and Truth Radio. We were just hosting a rally at TF Green Airport in Providence, Rhode Island, and my cameraman got physically assaulted. We got it all on film and everything else. We got physically assaulted. They told us to put the signs down, the cameras down. They kept threatening us. And when the mainstream media came over, they quickly dropped, you know, what they were doing, and they walked away from us. And when the mainstream media, after they did an interview with us, right away they come, they physically pushed us off the airport property. Like, physically. They pushed us in the back off the airport property.
And okay, so there's protests going on all over the country. We know that. And who was shoving on you? Who was physically going after you?
Not the airport police themselves, but the directors, you know, the head people of the airport police. The state police were flying, you know, they didn't bother. The airport police were standing around us like we're a bunch of terrorists. And the two directors, the suit guys, they physically pushed us off the airport property. They're putting their hands on our cameras, telling us we can't film. And we have a case law right here that says freedom of expression on private property. I get the case law. It's on freedomforum.org, and it's free expression on private property. It's a case law that gives us the right to protest on any property that serves the public. And
absolutely, there is case law because it's quasi-public, because taxpayer money was used to build it. They just say that it's private, and they do this at community centers, you name it. Well, get that video up as soon as you can to YouTube, because, you know, this is the hottest news story right now. It's a real issue. People are concerned. And so if people wait a week or two to put the video up, it won't have as big an effect. That video, everybody out there, I know there's protests nationwide, of the TSA thuggery, of their attempt to violate your First Amendment, you need to get that up on the web right now, my friend.
It'll be up by tomorrow morning, and we did manage to reach out to some people, and we did make a difference, and people opt out of the scanner. We passed out flyers. We had huge signs, and they were telling us we can't have it. They also, this is, you got to get this out, right? They told us we have to fill out a paper, right? They want no more than 15 protesters. They want every bit of our information, date of birth, address, and everything, and we're limited to what we can say. Limited, we can't.
They turn a right into a privilege. It's like New York saying you got to have a permit to own a gun 50 years ago, and now they just don't issue the permits. It's all made up. It's all a bunch of baloney. Get the video up now. Great job. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I tell you, I've always been a supporter and a fan of Representative who's on with us right now, but I had no idea that there in Knoxville, Tennessee, he is a listener to the show, Representative John Duncan, and of course he's made headlines across the country in the last few weeks criticizing the TSA and their activities. Here's the headline, Duncan blasts TSA pat-downs, body scans in floor speech, and then I was just talking to him during the break, and he heard Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano on the show yesterday, so he'll be with us for about 25 minutes, but hopefully the first of many visits. So we'll give a shout-out to WBCR 1470 that we've been on for about a decade there in the Knoxville area. And I would also add on the New American Magazine True Patriot Index, he has the second highest in the country. He has a 99 score. Ron Paul has a 100. So we're very, very excited to have Representative Congressman John Duncan on with us. Congressman, great to have you.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. It's a real honor to be on with you, and I always have appreciated the work you've done in the trying to fight against the New World Order and big government. You know, big government helps only the elitists that and the very, very wealthy, and you fight for the people that I, well, I hate to say the little guy, but you know what I mean. And I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, we appreciate you. How long have you been tuning in to the show on WBCR?
Oh, for many years. I know Harry Grothjohn real well. I've been on with him many times, and I've been on with the, he has the Power Hour. I've been on with Joyce Riley a couple of times, and I've listened to your show. I try never to miss a vote, but as soon as we have the last vote of the week, I catch the first plane home, and I actually end up spending just a little bit more time here in my district in Tennessee than I do in Washington, and so I do listen to several of the other stations. I don't want to make any of my other friends mad on the other stations, but I listen to WBCR regularly, and I really have enjoyed your program for many years, probably ever since you've been on here.
Well, God bless you, sir. Small world. This TSA situation is really becoming a focal point, not just against the abuse and humiliation, but overall a focal point for people's anger. Give us your view on that statement and the fact that every day we learn more. Now they stick the hands in the pants. Now they're removing people's urology bags, colostomy bags, women's artificial breasts from mastectomies. I mean, this is a federal power grab on so many fronts, Congressman. Tell us why you have powerfully spoken out against it. I mean, I know that you're on some of the most important committees. You were previously the House Aviation Subcommittee and top Republican on the House Subcommittee. You'll probably be getting back in as the chairman. You're a leading expert in this area. Give us your view on it.
Well, I did chair the Aviation Subcommittee for 6 years a few years ago when Republicans had control of the Congress, and we have a rule on our side that you can only chair a committee or subcommittee for 6 years, but I have been on the Aviation Subcommittee ever since I've been in Congress, and that's now 22 years, so it's something I'm very much interested in. I will continue to serve on that subcommittee, although I won't be a chairman. I'll be chairman in the next Congress of the Highways and Transit Subcommittee, but I think this body scanner business is and these pat downs, I think it's totally ridiculous. I think it's excessive, and I've tried to tell people that if we spend 100% of the federal budget on security, we could not make the country totally, completely 100% safe. So we need to have a little balance and common sense, and I think we need to come to our senses on this. I think it's far more about money than it is about security. Although I do realize that even though there's a nationwide revolt against this and people are really upset about it, as they should be, I do realize that there probably are half the people who will go along with anything as long as it has the word security attached to it. But I think the TSA has gone too far, and I will be I've spoken out on the floor about this. Of course, another thing I've been concerned about, almost all these federal contracts are sweetheart insider type deals. And I don't like that either. And I think that's present here too.
Well, Chertoff, as you spoke on the floor, Benjamin Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security and Alphonse D'Amato, and there's also some Democrats involved, but the former senator, he's been all over TV. We played the clips admitting he's making money as a consultant to one company and the head of another division of a separate one. He's admitted it, and then now they put out a press release last week saying he's made no money from it. I mean, should we have congressional hearings about this? Because this looks like, you know, classic corruption where the general orders a missile system and then 2 years later retires and becomes the head of that company where he ordered the missiles.
Well, you've hit on something else that I've been very outspoken about on the floor, and that is that the defense contractors hire all the retired admirals and generals, and then they go back and sign on with these big defense contractors and go back and get just ridiculously excessive and expensive contracts for the Pentagon. In fact, I've said in speeches and in committee hearings that I wonder sometimes if there's any conservatives at the Pentagon, and I can say that even though I believe that national defense is probably the most legitimate function of the federal government, but I still hate to see all the waste and insider dealing that's going on in with the Defense Department. But going back to Chertoff, there's something funny going on there, in my opinion, because a year ago, in November of last year, he was on Campbell Brown's show on CNN, and he was talking, you know, he was supporting these scanners at that time, and he didn't mention that he had anything to do with any of the companies until Campbell Brown said, well, in the interest of full disclosure, you represent some of these companies, and having been caught, then he said, absolutely, that's correct. In other words, he admitted after she confronted him with it. And so then there was a story in the Washington Post at the first of this year saying that he had this connection, and his firm got some kind of correction, I think they said, for the headline, but not for the story. So there's been some kind of connection with these companies for the Chertoff Group, and now he's claiming that he never made any money off of it. What he may be trying to say, I don't know, that his group made some money or some other people in his firm, but it still looks like an insider-type deal to me.
Well, absolutely. Speaking about the first point you brought up, Congressman, look, the borders are wide open. ABC News reported 2 weeks ago that illegal aliens can walk in and get a TSA waiver and get to rent aircraft. We know that hundreds of boats a week are landing in San Diego and on the island off the coast. That's Associated Press. And that the illegal aliens are just pouring in on the fishing boats. No police, no border patrol. They could care less. And
you're exactly right. And what I've said on that is this. We've got plenty of security at the airports right now, but there's always companies and people trying to get more and get you to spend more. But I think now these terrorists would probably do something much more spectacular than bringing down a plane. They'd probably blow up a mall at Christmas or blow up a major sporting event or poison the water supply or even blow up a big city subway system. They'd kill a lot more people. And I think, too, we're very vulnerable in cybersecurity. We're so controlled by all the computers and so forth now. So, we just can't do... We can't go ridiculously overboard at the airports.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I mean, are we going to have minimum wage federal employees that are outside the law and violate due process? Big Sis Janet Napolitano is actually in the news now saying next they want them in malls, trains, boats, buses. We already have TSA doing warrantless searches in areas like New York and Boston. I mean, are we going to have 50 million TSA workers to guard every 7-Eleven? Because, I mean, a real terrorist, I mean, that's just the way it is. The only answer is to have an armed, concealed carry population. Now, you can't put enough police on the streets with machine guns and dogs.
Well, you're exactly right, and I agree with you. It's the TSA has become a bloated bureaucracy. Just a few years ago, it had 16,500 employees. Now it's got 61,000 employees, and it's top heavy with administrators and top staff people that I understand that on average make $105,000 a year, it's just gotten out of control, and I hope that a lot more people than me will speak out on this, but I think they will. I tell you, I was asked on television just a few weeks ago what was the biggest change I'd seen in my time in office, and I said, without any question, it's that almost everybody who keeps up with this stuff now is more concerned, worried, upset, angry, whatever you want to say, about the financial condition of the federal government and our deficits and our debt. And I think more and more people are beginning to realize that we can't just go crazy in spending. A university professor, a University of Pennsylvania professor, wrote an article for the Hill newspaper about a year ago, and he said that the war on terror, that the spending was now far exceeding the threat, and that it had become a major profit center and a funding bonanza for federal and state agencies, corporations, nonprofit groups, and so forth. And as I said earlier, this is all more about money and power than it is about any real threat or real security.
Well, if this continues, we'll have to change the American flag to basically an image of a sheep or a ostrich with its head in the sand, and we'll have to get rid of the American eagle and replace it with an ostrich. I mean, since when did the land of the free, home of the brave get like this, where we're so afraid of men in caves, we've got a better chance from dying from a bee sting or an automobile accident? Hundreds die a year from bees and wasp stings. And I mean, it's just so crazy to see the federal government expanding its power. But you're a congressman. You study these issues more than I have. I know that the airlines opt in to have the TSA there. Some airlines are saying and some airports are saying they don't want them now. I mean, at the end of the day, where do you see this backlash going? And what are your biggest problems, congressman, with what the TSA is doing? And isn't this a 10th Amendment violation to have them on the streets of America and announcing that they want to expand what they're doing?
Well, we have expanded all of these federal law enforcement agencies far beyond what they should be, far beyond what is necessary. I mean, the FBI, I have an uncle whom I love very much who many, many years ago started his career as an FBI agent, and he was just with them for a few years. But I'll tell you, we've expanded that agency far beyond what's necessary, and most of the real law enforcement work is done by local law enforcement people in the first place. And I've even said, for instance, that one agency that we should do away with is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and now they've added on the word explosives to it to try to expand their mission. But everything that they do is done best by state and local law enforcement people. And one expert told me that they're nothing but paper pushers now. But I heard you say yesterday that bee sting analogy, and I was very impressed by that. I have told people that you really are thousands of times, many thousands of times more likely to be killed on the driving on the highway,
yes,
than you are by a terrorist. And the problem we're into is this, Alex. It's almost impossible to get Big Brother federal government to ever admit making a mistake or ever go back on anything. And we've given so much power in this country to unelected bureaucrats. In fact, I've said many times that today, unfortunately, we have a government up by and for the bureaucrats instead of up by and for the people. And so it's going to be very hard to get them to go back very far on this. They're already squirming, though, and saying, well, they're going to tweak this a little bit. But I've had other concerns about this, the radiation factor. You know, there are several million frequent flyers who on average fly twice a week, and getting full body doses. The TSA is trying to say, oh, well, it's it's just a tiny little dose, but I'll tell you, they give you more protection at the dentist. When I go to the dentist, they put a little shield over my neck and chest and so forth, and this is a full body radiation thing. And then I think it's parents have a legitimate concern about not only the radiation but also having unfamiliar people grope or feel their children in the private type places. I think it's terrible.
Well, I agree with you, Congressman, and I've had radiologists on the show. We've got the New York Times, top scientists, federal bodies, the International Atomic Energy Agency have said that these things have 50 times what the TSA claimed a year ago. They've been lying. And if you look at the images TSA has released, to give you an idea, you can see the hands and you can see the bones in the hands. And that's exactly what radiologists have told me on and off air, is that they've looked at the calibrations. It's about like a dental skull X-ray. It's not approaching a chest X-ray, but it's close. And it's the repeated exposure, and they've got all these top scientists on record saying bare minimum skin cancers, and that it'll exacerbate people that are already prone to skin cancers. What about the TSA workers who are around it all day? They're not hiding behind any lead shielding. But Congressman, what about this issue? Ron Paul, we had him on yesterday, and you said you heard it.
Right.
But you know, I said, so you've had enhanced pat-down. He said, yes. I said, they've touched your crotch. He said, yes, it's disgusting. That's on the Drudge Report today, the video and audio of that. But now the TSA told ABC News, maybe that goes too far. Hand in the pants. I mean, this is insane. And now people are stripping down to their underwear as a protest. The TSA is still rubbing their skin, rubbing their kneecaps where they have metal in them to make sure it's really metal. I mean, this is like the sacrificing our liberty on the altar of big government, congressmen. But my issue is that now it's discriminatory because Boehner, it's video of it on the news. He gets to go around the checkpoint. A lot of other Congress people, they're not releasing the full list, but it's in the AP. The White House says they won't release who it is. But now if you're a bigwig, you get a pass, but the citizens don't. Now, here's the headline. TSA, some government officials to skip airport security. A, do you get to bypass it? And B, what's your view of this?
Well, no, I don't get to bypass it, and I saw that in the paper myself. I hadn't even heard that part until I saw that this morning on the news, and I assume that they're giving a pass to the top cabinet officials and the top administration officials and the leaders of the House and Senate, the top five in the House and the top four in the Senate. I assume that that's what it is, but nobody, if we're going to have it, nobody at the top level should be given a pass. But there's other concerns that go along with that. For instance, I understand that already people who say they don't want to go through the scanning, that some TSA people are resentful about having to do that, and so they're being almost rude or irritable or hateful in doing these.
No, they're rough. They're rough. They squeeze hard. That's confirmed.
Right. And then I have this concern also. The plans are right now to purchase 1,800 of these scanners by various departments and agencies by the year 2014. And what I can see coming is that they'll end up buying several thousand of these things and wanting to put them in all the federal buildings for when you go in, any federal building and all these department agencies, they all want to get all this, the latest gizmos and so forth. But there is one good thing that may come out of this, hopefully, and it would be that number one, that more people would begin to realize that just because the word security is mentioned doesn't mean that it's necessary or that it's good or that it's not excessive or intrusive, and more people will begin to question these things, and then also maybe, hopefully, some of these bureaucracies will be a little bit slower to purchase a great many of these machines. But I just think it's we've got this big elitist out of control federal government now, and it's totally opposite from what our founding fathers thought the way things should be. They thought that we should solve most of our problems through the private free enterprise system and then go to government only for a few things, and first to the local governments and then to the state governments, and have the federal government was meant to be only a government of last resort with very few and very limited powers. But what we've done in the last few years is turned the federal government into a government of first resort that we run to for almost everything, and it's just not working.
Absolutely. Representative John Duncan is our guest. Amazing. And he's there from the Knoxville area with his district in Tennessee. You can go to the House site and, of course, visit his site and read his writings and ideas. Are there any other websites, Congressman, that people can visit?
Well, no, they can visit my website, but I speak out on these things all the time, and like I said, I certainly admire and respect the work that you're doing too, because it's going to take it's going to be very difficult to turn this monster around, but we sure need to do so. When you're talking about us facing a national debt of over $14 trillion, which is a mind-boggling figure, but what it means is it's an incomprehensible figure, but it means that it's not going to be long at all before we're not going to be able to pay all of our Social Security and veterans' pensions and things we promised our own people.
Absolutely. Sir, we're almost out of time. And will you promise to come back in the next few months?
Yes, I'll be glad to. I'm honored to be on here with you, and I'll keep listening to you every chance I have.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left with you, Congressman. I want to finish up on the eve of Thanksgiving. We appreciate you joining us and your great record of promoting liberty in the House of Representatives. Talking about the New World Order, you know, Ron Paul, myself, you and others have been demonized over the years for being informed, reading UN documents, knowing about the CFR. Now, it's world government, new global taxes, carbon taxes to be paid to this SDR. We see the private central banks imploding countries. I do see a really big awakening. What's your message to the American people about this global government? And what's your view on where we're going? I mean, I believe we're starting to turn the corner and that real issues are starting to get on the table.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought that up because, I mean, now we're seeing the bailout that's having to be put together for Ireland. And earlier, a few months ago, we had to do one for Greece. And the American taxpayers are paying a lot of this bailout and don't even realize it because big portions of these bailouts are being paid through the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, sometimes we pay more than half, as you know.
Which
yeah,
we shouldn't even be in the first place. But we see Greece and Ireland and on the NPR. I listened even to NPR, and this morning they were interviewing a couple of people from Portugal because they think they're next. Spain is next. We look around we see what's happening in California, and you can see what's coming. You know, it doesn't take a genius to see the problems that we're headed into.
We've got to start saying no to these bankers.
That's right. Our children and grandchildren are going to face problems that are so severe that we can't even imagine if we don't turn this thing around. You talked about the New World Order. I remember when they found out that I was leaning against the war in Iraq. They had Condoleezza Rice and George Tenet, the head of the CIA, and John McLaughlin, his deputy director. They had me and five others down to a little secure room at the White House. And I told them at that time, there was a front page story in the Washington Post. Lawrence Lindsay, the president's chief economics advisor, had said that day that a war with Iraq would cost $100 to $200 billion, and they fired him because of it. And I asked Condoleezza Rice about that, and she said, oh, no, it wouldn't cost more than $50 or $60 billion, and we'd get some of that back from our allies, and how wrong she was about that. But I asked them that day, I said, if you can get past the traditional conservative position of being against massive foreign aid and the traditional conservative position of being against huge deficit spending and against the traditional conservative position of being the biggest critics of the U.N., and we were going to war to enforce UN resolution. I said, if you get past all those traditional conservative positions, is there any evidence of any imminent threat? And they didn't have any. And what I'm trying to get across to you is that these things have been totally opposite or totally against all traditional conservative positions. And yet we've had too many Republicans in the Congress, good friends of mine, who've been supporting some of this stuff. But hopefully with the Tea Party and the opposition that's popped up here in these last few months, maybe, hopefully, we've got more people realizing that we've got to do differently than we did when we had control during that 12 years.
Congressman, I know you've got to go. We've got a one-minute break. Let me just say bye to you during the break or see if we can come back and just have you briefly finish your thought.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.